all of your car's presets to 105.7 FM.
You are number one on my presets.
The Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW. CFW.
Thank you.
1057 CFW.
I love you.
This is fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott. This is 105.7 CFW. CFW.
Tonight it's very clear as we're both lying here. There's so many things I want to say. I will always love. Never leave you alone.
Gradual clearing as we head through the afternoon. We'll get to around 60 for a high today. The wind out of the southeast at around 5 to 15. Tonight down to 50. Tomorrow, scattered showers, thunderstorms with a high near 70. Tuesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible with a high of only 59. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
CFW.
Billy or Mac or Buddy, and he's played ugly.
This is 105.7 CFW. This is 105.7 CFW.
Yeah.
This is 105.7 CFW. CFW. 1057 CFW. CFW. 1057 CFW. Fun music.
Lots and lots of fun.
All day long.
105.7 CFW.
Long ago.
Boy, we've got some big shoes to fill, don't we? Well, if you've been around a while, you know how important the letters WCFW have been to Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire valley. FM has always stood for fine music. Well, we've put a new paint job on things and couldn't be more excited to have been handed the torch, where FM still stands for fine music, but also fun music. Proud to say that we're still 105.7 CFW.
The Valley's Fun Music, 105.7 CFW, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Bug Tussle Wireless, Bug Tussle.
A woman was killed over the weekend in a single vehicle crash in western Wisconsin. Law enforcement authorities announced 21-year-old Brianna Beck of Red Wing died after a crash in the town of Anson in Chippewa County on Saturday. The accident reportedly occurred at around 9:20 p.m. Saturday. Emergency responders attempted life-saving measures, but Beck was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities cited high speed as the cause of the crash after Beck apparently left the highway at a curve and hit a tree. The man accused of going to the Wisconsin State Capitol with a firearm twice says he had no intention of hurting anyone and simply wanted to talk to Governor Tony Evers. 43-year-old Joshua Pleasnik was arrested twice on October 4th, returning to the Capitol after posting bail with a semi-automatic assault rifle and baton in his backpack. He reportedly wanted to speak with Governor Evers about why he believed men aren't taken seriously when seeking protection orders against women and thought it was legal to carry the firearms in a public building. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A civic media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's Fun Music, 105.7.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
I knew he must have been about 17. He was strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it